Hi there, 欢迎收听15minutes.today 通勤学语 podcast。 我是 John 老师，在我们的 podcast 里，你可以完全沉浸在全英的环境当中，用最自然的方式学习英语。我们每周有三个不同的节目， Daily English Shadowing， 让你除了透过时事英文大量音听以外，还跟着我开口朗读跟读， Vocab 全英主题讨论节目，我与老师群聊聊文化、职涯以及国际时事相关的议题。最后我们还有 15 Minutes Live Podcast， 让你可以来开口练习英语，并与一群好学的通勤家族一起跟 John 老师互动。你学英语的方式还是等着老师自制用中文翻译教你，等背5000字单字再开口说英文吗？ No， 直接加入我们通勤家族的行列，每日跟着 John 老师一起提升英语力。 Next， let's kickstart your daily English shadowing。What 70 years of war can tell us about the Russia-Ukraine conflict? Any Russian invasion of Ukraine was long expected to play out as a kind of postmodern war, defined by 21st century weapons like media manipulation, battlefield clouding disinformation, cyber attacks, false flag operations, and unmarked fighters. Such elements have featured in this war.But it is traditional 20th century dynamics that have instead dominated, shifting battle lines of tanks and troops, urban assaults, struggles over air supremacy and over supply lines, and mass mobilization of troops and of weapons production. The war's contours, now nearly a year into the fighting, resemble not so much those of any future war,but rather those of a certain sort of conflict from decades past, namely, wars fought between nations in which one does not outright conquer the other. Such conflicts have grown rarer in the period since 1945, an era often associated more with civil wars, insurgencies, and American invasions that have quickly shifted to occupation. But wars between nations have continued,between Israel and Arab states, Iran and Iraq, Armenia and Azerbaijan, India and Pakistan, Ethiopia and Eritrea. These are the conflicts that military historians and analysts, when asked to draw parallels with the Russian war in Ukraine, tend to cite. You have these big commonalities in Korea, for example, said Sergei Radchenko,a Johns Hopkins University historian, referring to the Korean War. Big conventional battles, bombardment of infrastructure. Every war is unique, but certain trends that have played out across the subset of conflicts, including in Ukraine, may help to shed light on what drives week-to-week fighting, what tends to determine victory or failure, and how such wars typically end or don't.One after another, Radchenko said, such wars have started over fundamental territorial disputes that date back to the warring countries' founding and are therefore baked into both sides' very conception of their national identities. This makes the underlying conflict so difficult to resolve that fighting often recurs repeatedly over many decades. Those wars have often turned, perhaps more than any other factor,on industrial attrition, as each side strains to maintain the flow of material like tanks and anti-aircraft munitions that keep it in the fight. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同勤学英语 ，Improving your English on the go。Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。